It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Draw one by Michigan Tech, Sweeney at the point. 45 seconds left to go in the period. Carroll with a shot through traffic, scores!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by the Turvo Agency, Bucko's Party Store, the Library Restaurant, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen, University Images and the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, Superior Smiles, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Hancock Bottling, Gartner's Gallery, Peterlin Distributing, Lake Accounting, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton, and Kissel Chevrolet Calumet and Kissel Automotive in Lawns.
Passes it, shot, scores! What a play by the Huskies!
Now, here's the head coach of the Huskies, Mel Pearson, and your host, Dirk Kembra.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93, and we are ready to go with one solid hour of Michigan Tech hockey talk, and it's a big weekend coming up for the Huskies at home Friday night against Northern Michigan, and at Northern Michigan on Saturday night, home-and-home series to finish off the regular season, and it's monumental on so many levels. Coach, congratulations here we are, the last weekend of the season, and we're still in it for the McNaughton Cup. I know a little bit of a bummer that we couldn't come away with more than 1 point at Minnesota State, but we're ready to go for the weekend.
I think. Good morning, Dirk. And you know what? The sun came up this morning. Can you believe that? So yeah,
and Sunday morning, it was.
Yeah,
funny.
It did. No, it was disappointing weekend. We wanted to come back home in a better position, maybe than we find ourselves right now. But having said that, we're still. It's still nice to be in the conversation this late in the year, going in the final weekend, to have a chance, to win the McNaughton Cup. And like I said, we want to come back in a little different situation than we are, but it is what it is. But going forward, that's what we want every year. Every year we want to try and be in the conversation to have the opportunity to win the McNaughton Cup, at least going in the last weekend. That would be terrific. Hopefully you can clinch it a couple of years before that. Right. But just being in that conversation for where this program's come over the 4 years, it's been incredible to watch it. And, our seniors have done a fabulous job in leading us to where we are. And one of our models is to always leave the program in better shape than when you found it. And obviously they've done that, and we get a chance to celebrate them this Friday night. And I know it's going to be a great game and a great event to celebrate those seniors. But like I said, it's a tough weekend, but you know what? We got a lot of hockey left and a lot of positive things going on, a lot of things to really look forward to.
I wanted to ask you this. Here we have played Minnesota State now 4 games. We've lost twice at home, tied them there, and then lost on Saturday night. We've played them 4 games. On paper, everything's so tight between these two teams. Do you look at this matchup as maybe one of those things where we just don't match up well against them? Some teams are really talented-wise close, but for some reason they have an edge, or is it just that we haven't had their number yet?
Yeah, I think it's very too, like we talked about last week. You look in the mirror and you see your team in a lot of ways there, right from the goaltending out of the power play to the top scorers to the defensemen, the goals for, goals against, margin victory, any way you slice it, real even there. So no, I think we match up well with them, and we, the 4 goals have separated the 4 games, and that's pretty significant, and they won 3 of those games. So it's a shot here, a bounce here, a break there. And they made those plays. That was the difference in the game. They made key plays at critical times in the game to get the wins. We had our opportunities. You look into Reed Sturles on a 2-on-1 on Friday night's game, late in the game, and we put that in, and we walk out of there with a win. Even in overtime, Joel Esperance, Blake Pietl makes a great play on a 3-on-2 rush. He walks in on overtime, and normally Joel will, maybe cut across the net or whatever, but he decides to take a shot, and their goalie's pretty good too. He makes a great save on it. So I don't think they have our, well, obviously they have our number right now, but it's 2 evenly matched teams going at it, and I think we can play better still, and that's the key. I think there's a lot of guys that struggled a little bit this weekend for whatever reasons. A lot of it's their team. They're a good team. They get after you pretty good, pretty aggressive. So they played in front of a record crowd, the biggest crowd ever to watch a hockey game, and the biggest crowds for a 2-game series ever. So and they fed off that. They fed off that. The energy in the building was electric, and I thought that our team really fed off that. And that can give the home team just that 1-goal margin or just that little boost that you need. And that's what we get from our fans where at home. So anyway, long answer to a short question, but I think we match up well with them. I think we compete with them, and it's just who's going to get that break or bounce. And, they got a couple of goals from the defensemen on wrist shots that you know, really helped them this weekend, and we seem not to be able to get anything through to the net from our point. So anyway, like I said, they're two hard-fought games, and I like our team because they stayed in there and they battled right to the end both games.
Yeah, we certainly had our chances, and we certainly controlled the play at times, but I think what a lot of people were who watched the games or maybe listened to the games were wondering or concerned about is that there were large blocks of time where we couldn't get the puck out of our zone, and they were so good on the attack, it seemed like, on their forecheck.
Well, I think on especially Friday night, the third period, I thought the first two periods Friday night, you know, we were good, and they were good. It was a fairly even game. And then we were, you know, the first 3 or 4 minutes of third period on Friday, I thought we were, you know, right there with them. And then we took a penalty. And from that point on in that game, we were on our heels for whatever reason. They got some momentum from that power play, even though they didn't score. You know, they dominated the third period on Friday. You know, any way you slice it, shots on goal, attempted shots. They out-attempted us in the third period on Friday night by 20-some shots. Yeah. Now, if you take that out and everything's pretty even, and you take the power play attempts out and it was an even game. So Saturday, I thought our first period was not good. For whatever reason, they jumped us pretty good on Saturday night. And it's a fine line, you know, that having that little bit of edge or that little bit of step on a team. And I thought they had that little bit of step on us on Saturday. And as the game wore on in the second period, we righted the ship a little bit. And then, again, the third period was, you know, fairly even. We drew a penalty. We couldn't get anything on our power play.
No.
You know, we only had one each game. Yeah. And it's tough, you know, to get anything going. Like, they had three on Saturday. They didn't get anything going on their first two. And, you know, finally they get that third and they make a playoff, not even a setup, just sort of a broken play. But once they scored that goal, then, you know, the game was out of reach a little bit at that point because they're so good defensively and defend well. But, you know, having said that, I think, you know, there are key moments in the game. We got the lead, but we didn't have it for long. You know, we didn't play with a lead very much all weekend. To me, that's key.
All right, let's take a look at the first game. It was 1-1 overtime tie. We go to the first period, and it took 12 minutes and 12 seconds into the first period for the first goal. Both teams are playing great. Like you said, Coach, the Mavericks came out in that early going to the first game, first period, and I thought they played very well. And then all of a sudden we took it right back. And after that, it was kind of back and forth as far as the opportunities. But they get a power play, and it was Jean-Paul LaFontaine really capitalizing on a beautiful pass from Leitner to make it 1-0.
Nelson, right side, half wall for Leitner. Down low, LaFontaine, back door. And Phillips couldn't get over there in time, but they couldn't get the shot off. And now Sweeney will try to find it. Bouncy puck inside the Michigan Tech zone. Cleared to the line, but not out. Nicely held in by the Mavericks. Here's Leitner. Pass over, score!
Well, big goal there. That was a nice shot by LaFontaine that went in and out so quick it hardly even looked like it went in the net. And no chance for Jamie Phillips on that play, Coach.
No, they moved around fairly well. And we had scouted that play, and we just had a little bit of a breakdown on we chased too far. It's not quite Olympic size, but it is a little bit wider, so you have to be careful how far you chase players in the offensive zone, and you can get out of position. And that's what Leitner does so well. He draws people towards him, and he doesn't have as many goals this year, but he draws people towards him, and then he distributes a puck, and he trapped a couple of our players, and he puts it in a good position for LaFontaine to shoot. And you're right, Jamie had no chance on that. So big goal, and, you know, the first period was a pretty even period.
I thought so, too. Yeah. Shots were 10-7 in favor of the Mavericks. We go to the second period, and the Huskies get a goal. Reed Sturrows, it's been a while, but Sturrows gets his fourth goal of the season, and it's from Matt Roy, and Dylan Stamen comes at the 11-18 mark.
Draw one by Stamen off of the boards, and the Huskies clear. Here comes Sturrows. Sturrows coming down on a partial. He'll shoot, scores! Sturrows, what a goal by Reed Sturrows! Ties the game up with 8:42 left to go in the second period. 1-1.
Reed Sturrows said after the game that the puck was rolling a little bit on him, and he was just shooting to the left side. Wasn't aiming at any particular crossbar or post or anything like that. Just wanted on the left side, and it went in.
Well, he showed great speed up the wing there, and he blew by one of their defensemen. He actually could have done a number of things on that. He could have cut right to the net because he actually right from their blue line is really our offensive blue line, where he got the puck, and he just put his head down and went, and he went right by their guy, and a great shot, though. Williams looked like Stephon Williams, the Minnesota State goalie. Was off his angle a little bit because we could see it from that side, as you could, and there was a lot of net to shoot at that point, and Reed made no mistake, and it's good. I thought Reed had a real strong weekend for us. I think he's starting to come back into form where he played last year a little bit and earlier this year, so it's good to see because he's going to be a key guy going forward here in the playoffs, and that was a big goal for us.
It was.